Good morning from one of America's newest fine restaurants, Tom Brenneman, on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard. Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Well, friends, Tom is still away from Brenneman's Beanery, but here's a man who's taken over the reins for Tom. And I do mean taken over the reins. Yes, we not only cater to the carriage trade around here, but once in a while we even run across an old buckboard. And here he is now, that old buck who keeps everybody bored, Gary Breckner.
Oh, buckboard. Don't you love old buckboard? Pierce, you're terrific. Well, here we go for good old Ivory Flakes. Nice bunch of gals here and a lot of boys. Good morning, ladies. Oh, that's very nice. You sound kind of timid, though, about it. Well, you all know my name, but I don't know any of you. How about all of you giving me your last names in unison when I count three? Okay, one, two, three. Very happy to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Froschman. Well, let's find out who's here. Who are you?
Mrs. Settlemyer.
From where?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. Nice to have you here. You?
Mary Mullendore from Troy, Kansas.
Dear me, Mary Mullendore.
Scotch, too.
Huh?
Scotch, too.
Scotch. I thought that it was a bit of a burr on that, didn't you?
Ruby Thomas from Western Missouri. Marry me, Tom.
What was that you were trying to say?
Yeah, he called me Gabby. I know he remembers me.
Is that Tom? So you're Gabby, huh? You still Gabby?
Yes, sir.
You are. Tom, give the lady a cigar, will you? Who are you?
That's a people.
Wonderful. Who are you?
Mrs. McAvoy from North Hollywood, California.
Mrs. McAvoy from North Hollywood, California. And you?
Mary Mackey from Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla, the town they like so well, they named it twice. I know, sure, I've been up there. Who are you?
Mrs. Walsikowski from Manila.
Manila. Manila! Wonderful. Who are you, sir?
Lieutenant Walsikowski.
Lieutenant Walsikowski, are you from Manila, too?
Yes, I am.
What are the battle ribbons that you're wearing on your lieutenant's uniform?
South Pacific.
South Pacific. It was tough going out there, wasn't it?
It was.
How long were you in Manila?
I wasn't over there after the war. It was prior to the war.
Prior to the war you were there. You going to go back?
No, sir.
He likes California. Well, let's find out who our service people are here this morning. Here's the lad from the China-Burma-India Theater. I can tell by the insignia on his sleeve. Who are you, sir?
My name's Sergeant Vincent. I'm from Valley Station, Kentucky.
Good boy. You?
Everett, Massachusetts, PFC Marshal Gans.
Good. Walla Walla, Washington, senior first class, Alan Berry.
You're going to have to meet that gal over there in a while. You?
Rochelle, Illinois, Private James Howard.
Good.
And
you?
From Glendale, California, Private Jack Gruitt.
Yep.
Waterloo, New York, Private Fred Schultz.
Didn't know they had a Waterloo back there in New York. Sergeant, who are you?
Carbondale, Pennsylvania, Sergeant Anthony Serra.
Good. And you?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, William S. Batesel, Gunner's Mate, third class.
Right. And you?
From Boston, Massachusetts, Specialist Dot Cox.
Good, Dottie. Nice to have you here. You're
Pikeville, right. North Carolina. Signal first place, Teddy Smith.
Great.
Goldsboro, North Carolina. Bill Seymour.
Seaman first class.
Oh, wait a minute. Get that.
Seaman first class.
All right, give me that Walla 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 stuff. Can't Goldsboro, North Carolina. They ought to be over there. Can you do it? No, he says you can't.
From Worcester, Massachusetts. Private Sam Johnston.
Great. Nice to have you here, Sam. Well, that's at the front table. Let's get down here among the crowd. Who are you, sir?
St. Louis, Missouri. Seaman second class, Glenn Pollard.
Nice.
Detroit, Michigan. Seaman second class, Richard Carey.
Great. And you?
Duluth, Minnesota. Cadet Aviation Cadet Richard Severson.
Aviation Cadet. Nice. You?
Narnia Hill, Pennsylvania. Sergeant Skokie.
Great. Let me see if I can get over this young sailor over here. Who are you, sir?
Tacoma, Washington. Jack L. Kendall, ship's cook third.
Good. Glad to have you here. And you, sir?
West Olmsted, Pennsylvania. Corporal Todorov.
You?
Alexandria, Virginia, Joe Carp, Sergeant.
Milton, Massachusetts, Warren Shapiro, Private.
Good, yeah.
Atlanta, Georgia, Josephine Rainey, Sergeant.
Fine.
Hillside, New Jersey, Edward Marks, Corporal.
Good, yeah.
Buffalo, New York, Walter E. Reck, Sergeant.
Good. You, sir?
Rob, Washington, D.C.,
Robert C. Petrie, lieutenant.
A little nervous about that, but it's okay.
Walton, Indiana, Lieutenant D.L. Plank.
And Lieutenant in the Navy. Fine. You?
Franklin, Kentucky, George Reed, Lieutenant J.G.
You got that J.G. out. That's regulations, isn't it? You got to say You?
Palo Alto, California, Seaman First Class, Ralph Robinson.
Nice. You?
Sacramento, California, Seaman First Class, Bernard Sheldon.
Fine.
From Holyoke, Mass., William Conrad, Machinist Mate, Third Class.
Good. You, sir?
Glendale, California, Lieutenant Fred Blue.
And of the Coast Guard, right? Coast Artillery, excuse me. I saw those guns there, and I got the coast part of it right anyway. We got them all? No, here's one more. And you?
Portland, Oregon, Sergeant M.H. Brantner.
Great, and I think I got one over here at this table. Who are you, sir?
Detroit, Michigan, Corporal Lance Hughes.
Grand. Now, will all you servicemen and ladies get up on your feet, and let's give them all a great big hand. Mighty nice to have you all aboard here this morning, believe me. Well, let's see, who are you?
I'm Mabel Kilby from Detroit, Michigan.
Wait a minute, you started to get up here when I said to introduce the servicemen. Oh, you got one here with you. Let me see who he is. Who are you, sir?
My name in Iowa, Tech Sergeant John Nelson.
Well, I'm mighty glad to have you, and sorry I overlooked you. Stand up there, Bud, will you, and let me get you from the 3rd Division over here. Who are you?
North Platte, Nebraska, Corporal Milton Murder.
And that's 3rd Division?
No, that's 3rd Air Force.
3rd Air Force. I'm sorry, I overlooked that. Who are you, did you say?
I'm Mabel Kilby from Detroit, Michigan.
Nice to have you here. Who are you?
Virginia McGarrah from Glendale.
From Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
You from Detroit. Can you do any tricks of magic?
Oh, no, I wish I could.
Yeah. No sleight of hand performance or anything
nothing,
like that?
Nothing like that.
Oh, dear me, you've missed a lot out of life, I can tell you that, if you haven't got any parlor tricks. Well, now, look, I'll tell you one that you can do, and you can do it with a blouse. Now, take a blouse, any blouse, and wash it in ivory flakes. Then watch it stay pretty up to twice as long. There won't be any now-you-see-it-now-you-don't trick with the original bright colors of your housecoats and sweaters and blouses, either. Well, wash test proved that by washing them gently in ivory flakes, they kept their almost-like-new appearance for up to twice as long. You don't have to be a magician to have such things happen. It isn't a difficult trick to get these results, either. All you have to do is remember never to wash things the wrong way. Never to wash them with the wrong kind of soap. Just depend on those tissue-thin, white, ivory flakes which come in the blue and white box. Well, you know those flakes are the flake form of pure, mild ivory soap, which wise American women have depended on for generations. Change to ivory flakes care, and presto, change-o, you'll get up to twice the wear from things as varied as delicate nightgowns, men's wool socks, and rayon dresses. Better make that change today. Well, it's fine. Carl, where are you?
It's up here this morning.
Oh, we got to find ourselves a hat. Oh, we love
them. It's like an old straw basket, moth-eaten. Something's been left out in the rain. That black and white business.
Oh, something has been left out in the rain. Let's go over and find out what it is and where it came from and who built it and what it was made out of. Here we are, over here at this table in the corner. Who are you?
P. McDonald.
From where?
San Francisco.
Were you born up there?
Well, close by.
Close by, but you're still a native daughter.
Sure.
Fine. Where did you get the hat?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. It's a good hat. Let's have some fun with the San Francisco. Would you mind loaning me your hat?
No, not a bit. Not a bit.
Well, while you're taking that off, let's find out who the rest of the gals are here. Who are you?
Rosella Foster, San Jose.
San Jose, and you?
Mrs. J.B. McCord, Seattle, Washington.
Good. And who are you?
Mary Louise Ergel from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Well, these Texas gals. Well, here we are with that hat. How did you describe that? It's a man. Oh, and a magnificent thing. Looks like a pretzel with a base on it. When you get up close to it, black and white. I tell you what, Carl, let's have a checker game on that after the show. I think so. Which goes front, which goes aft? Come on, baby, help me out. Which is fore and aft? Well, here we go. Nothing fancy, nothing good. little style show here all of our own. Swanking up and down the avenue. You know, boys and girls, before long, quite a number of new stations are coming. They're going to be new members of the Blue Network, the American Broadcasting Company. And quite a flock of those stations are going to conduct local good neighbor contests. Stations in such places as, Yankton, South Dakota, Lawrence, Massachusetts, Baltimore, Maryland, Boston, Des Moines, Iowa, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Racine, Wisconsin, a whole lot of others. Now, Tom is going to depend on you people living in or near those cities where stations are joining our network to write good neighbor letters. So listen to your new Blue Network station for full information and then get busy and write your letters. The winning letters, chosen by local judges, will be read by Tom on the regular coast-to-coast broadcast. And now we're going to draw the number for another little ceremony that we have on this program every morning, and a lot of people wait for it. Get your numbers out, girls, because we're going to draw a number for the wishing ring. And remember what I said, we're going to make that wishing ring a wish, a nice personal one. Who are you?
Tina Ranieri.
From where?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska. We're going to let Omaha draw a number here. Will you just draw me a number and hand it to me? Thank you very much. The number for the wishing ring, 34140. Here she is right here with a funny little white hat. Will you come right up here, miss? That is very wonderful. And where did you get that hat?
I got it in Wilmington.
Wilmington, Delaware or California?
No, Wilmington, California.
And who are you?
Mrs. Jack Trawler from Encino.
Out in the valley?
Yeah.
Were you born out there in the valley?
Oh, no.
Nobody's ever born out there. Yeah. People just moved there.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. And where were you born?
Mount Vernon, New York.
Oh, dear me, you're a long way from home, aren't you?
Yes, that's true.
You are Mrs.?
Mrs. Jack Trawler.
Mrs. Jack Trawler. And where is Mr. Jack Trawler?
Mr. Jack Trawler is working.
Oh, nice boy. You hope he's working.
I know he's working.
You know he's working? How do you know?
Well, I fixed his lunch this morning and sent him on his way.
Well, that's all right. Any guy gets out of sight of you for very long, I don't know. Well, that's all right. Where does he work?
He works at the Paramore Engineering Company.
Good. And where did you meet him?
I met him at Anheuser-Busch.
Isn't that wonderful? You mean the gardens over there in Pasadena?
No.
Where?
No, I mean the brewery down on Soto Street.
What a place to meet a husband. I think that's wonderful.
Well, he was in the advertising business at the time.
Oh, I see. Is he still in the advertising business?
No, he's an aircraft engineer.
Now, you understand about the wishing ring. Isn't that a beauty?
Yeah.
Oh, that is
such a pretty design.
Well, I'm going to put that on your little finger, if it fits, and then you make your wish. You want it on the... She's giving me her third finger on her... it's her right hand.
Right.
Yeah, that's all right. The old man Jack got a hold of that first,
he
didn't
certainly
he?
Did.
Yeah, fine. Well, now you make us a little wish.
Oh, I don't have a very original wish. I just I wish that my husband's new business venture would be very successful.
I think that's a very good wish. And we're going to look right around here. Nothing wrong with that wish at all. And all up and down the blue, we're going to wish right along that Jack's new venture in business is going to come true. Well, let's find out. We got about a minute yet. Let's find out who some more of these people are. I'm going to move way back here. Who are you?
Marie Barron, Westbrook, Maine.
Westbrook, Maine. That's the first Maine one I've had on 2 weeks. And who are you?
Lucy Ann Cathy from Los Angeles, formerly of Waterloo, Iowa.
Waterloo, Iowa. Nice town. And you?
Florence McPherson, Seattle, Washington.
Nice to have you, Florence. And you?
I'm Lucy Ann's mother from Los Angeles.
Who's Lucy Ann?
Lucy Ann Cathy.
Oh, this is Lucy Ann from Waterloo here. Who are you?
Rose Famer from Akron, Ohio.
And you?
Mrs. Walter Heyer from Linwood.
From where?
Linwood, California.
Oh, that's right here in Los Angeles, isn't it? Who are you?
Mrs. Cracker from Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio. Dear me, from Maine to Akron. You know, the Japs don't surrender. They fight right on to the death. And to you ladies, this message is very important. Every drop of used fat is still vital. So save every drop every day. Well, that concludes the first half of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. And remember, when more wear's at stake, use Ivory Flakes. And now we bring you the second portion of the program, brought to you by that grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, makers of those delicious golden flakes of whole wheat, Pep. Or as Tom would say, Pep sure is a pip. You probably have heard him say that many times. Now, you know, we always give away a couple of orchids here on this program, and this morning, so help me, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to give away that Max Factor makeup kit. Well, I've missed it the last two mornings. For instance, today we're sending an orchid to Mrs. M.S. Prince of 410 Vine Street in Glendale, California, who is celebrating this week her 100th birthday. And another orchid we want to give today to the eldest guest that we have here at Tom Brenneman's restaurant. The eldest guest. I don't like to say oldest. The eldest. Noah, what bids have we got? We've had them all the way from 63 to 92. Come on, ladies. How old? 73. 75. 77. 78. 78. Going for 78. Oh, 82. She knocked them all for a loop. Where's 82? Where is 82? Hold up your hand, will you, please? Now, that was not nice because you disappointed this lady over here with 70. 70, how old? 78. Will you come out here, please, miss? Come on over here with a microphone. 78. While she's coming out here, let's find out who's some more of our guests. 78 is the winning age. And you?
Tilla DeBreeze.
From?
Hollywood.
Hollywood, California. And you?
Mrs. Findlay, Masonic Home, Dakota, California.
Dakota, California. And here is our winner, and you are who?
I'm Mrs. Effie Koontz, North Platte, Nebraska.
North Platte, Nebraska. And how long have you been out here in California?
I've been out here a year, but I'm going back in a few days.
Fine. You don't like our California?
Very fine, but I've got too many friends back there.
You like to be where your friends are?
Yes, my old friends.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you get smart and bring your friends out here?
I've got a few of them out here.
You have?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's why you stayed a year.
Oh, yes.
How many friends would you have to have out here to stay here the rest of your life?
Well.
Lots of them, huh?
Yeah.
Have you any family?
Well, I did have, yes. I've got one son and two daughters.
Great.
My daughter lives here.
And you've been visiting her for the last year?
I've been visiting her last year.
That's fine.
My other daughter lives in North Platte, and my son lives in Leavenworth, Kent.
Mm-hmm.
He's a doctor.
A doctor. Good. He takes good care of you. I can see that. Do you have any grandchildren?
Yes. I've got, I've got four granddaughters and two grandsons.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I think that's great. What is your name again?
Effie Koontz. K-O-O-N-T-Z.
Effie. You mind if I call you Effie?
That's all right.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice of you. Where did you meet Mr. Koontz?
Well, I think I met him at a dance.
What kind of a dance was that?
Oh,
and where?
We lived in the country then.
Yeah.
Country dance.
A little country dance. Mm-hmm. What were you doing? The Virginia reel and all those things?
Oh, my, yes. The polka and shoddish.
Oh, what were you... The polka, the shoddish, and the Virginia reel. What was your favorite dance in those days?
Oh, I liked waltzing, too.
Waltzing. Don't we oldsters all like waltzing?
Yes.
Would you like to waltz right now?
Oh, no.
You don't want to?
No.
Why, would you be embarrassed to waltz
in
front of all these people?
I couldn't waltz anymore.
Oh, you couldn't?
Mm-mm.
Now, look, have you tried lately?
No.
Well, how do you know you can't? Then?
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, shucks. Come on, let's walk. Come on. Well, I'll do the honors anyway, and let's pretend that we're going to go to a dance and waltz. And I'm coming. This will be all right, I'm sure. I'm coming up to your door now, and I've got a very lovely present for you.
Oh.
A beautiful Armroy orchid from Cedric's. And later on, we will go to the dance, and you wear the orchid for me.
Oh, that'd be swell.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that pretty? Well, have you ever had before?
I've never been here before, no.
You haven't?
No.
Have you heard the program before?
Oh, dozens and dozens of times.
You have heard the program dozens of times?
Oh, my, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and my daughter's listening in back in North
Platte. Back in North Platte?
10 others.
Oh, isn't that grand? Well, do you know all about this orchid ceremony?
Oh, yes.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're going to get, don't you? Well, here it is, darling. Thank you very much.
A kiss from a man.
Good. Gosh, isn't she sweet? Look, Effie, come back again, won't you? Oh, that's wonderful. You know, there can be a lot of truth in that old saying that appearances are deceitful, but, brother, that doesn't go at all. Take Kellogg's Pep, for instance. It's so fragile and so light and delicate that you might suspect to look at it that there's such a load of food value packed into Pep. But here's the inside dope, straight from Battle Creek. Those crisp, golden, toasted flakes of Pep, which always taste so good, really are something special in nutritional value. If Pep could talk, you might hear it say, well, I can't imitate Pep, but here's what Pep would say if it could talk. Look here. When it comes to food value, I've got ordinary whole wheat licked in a couple of ways. I can deliver all the nutrition whole wheat has to offer, and then some. Take vitamin B, for instance. That's an energy-producing vitamin. Now, I deliver three times as much vitamin B1 as ordinary whole wheat does. And when it comes to vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, well, I can boast that in just 1 ounce of Pep, a person gets his whole minimum daily requirement of vitamin D. Huh. You couldn't blame Pep for talking like that, could you? And when it comes to taste, Pep could certainly boast of its unique, rich, satisfying flavor. No other cereal tastes like Pep. It's in a class by itself. From your very first spoonful, you'll echo Tom's sentiment that Pep sure is a pip. Don't you think so, too? I'm sure you do. You all had Pep here this morning, fresh. I want to, yes, sir, before I read that good neighbor letter, I'm going to give away that Max Factor makeup kit. I've been trying for 2 days. We have to do it after we got off the air, and I'm going to ask this gal from Manila to draw me a number. Will you please? I hope it's your own number, too. Because that Max Factor kit is really a beautiful thing to behold. Here's the number, 34115. 34115. Where is the number? There it is, back there in the corner, a gal with a sailor. Sailor, come on up here and get it for, will you? And it's beautiful Max Factor makeup kit, and we'll find out who the lad is. Who are you, sir?
Webb.
And where are you from?
Lubbock, Texas.
And, oh, my gracious, look at all the battle ribbons he's got on. Let's find out where he was. Down South Pacific?
Yes, sir.
And you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stars on those battle ribbons. Do you know the young lady that
got... Yes,
sir. You do?
It's my sister.
It's your sister?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you got her here to breakfast this morning. How long has it been since you've seen her?
Oh, it's been a little over a year or so, this time.
A little this time?
Yes.
You mean before that it was longer?
Well, it was about a year at a time before.
He's just back and forth one
yes,
year
sir.
At a time. Well, that's wonderful, and we're glad to have you back here, and lots of good luck. And you go see Carl, and he'll tell you how to get that Max Factor makeup kit for your sister. Now, we got this good neighbor letter of ours here this morning, and it comes from Newport News, Virginia, signed by George T. Cape of the United States Coast Guard. And he says, Dear Tom, I have a very deserving candidate for your orchid. She is Mrs. Maud Anderson, 330 South Clinton Street, in care of the Armory at Fort Wayne, Indiana. Here are a few of the many things that she has done in the 12 years that I've known her. During the Depression, all the kids in the neighborhood were indebted to her for candy, clothes, or anything they needed. She supplied odd jobs around the gas station that they used to own, so the kids could have spending money of their own. None of these boys lacked for medical attention or help during sickness. Any homeless boy was a welcome visitor in her home until he had a job and could be on his own. Now, Mr. Brenneman, I was one of those boys. Many of the kids from the neighborhood are in the service now, and she sent out from 50 to 75 boxes at Christmas to all of her boys. And she's a marvel at remembering birthdays. She has now what she calls a furlough fund, too, amounting to several hundred dollars. Any boy can borrow from this fund for any emergency or extra spending money and take his good old time to pay it back with, of course, no interest whatsoever. I think of her as my own mother, as do many other boys like me who have lost their own parents. We owe her more than we can ever repay. In my opinion, and I hope yours, no one is more deserving than this sweet, unselfish lady. And that is Mrs. Maud Anderson of 330 South Clinton Street in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we're certainly going to see to it that that is... Say, look, sailor, before you light that cigarette, will you come up here just a minute? I've got an idea. I don't know how it's going to work out, but it may be all right. What did you say your name was?
Ralph Roberts.
And where from?
Palo Alto, California.
Palo Alto, California. It's a nice town, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's where the famous University of Stanford is.
That's
what
right.
They call the farm. Are you going to school there?
No, sir.
Not now, but eventually?
Yeah, I hope so.
Attaboy. That's where my boy went to school, too, and lots of good luck to you. How long are you ashore for?
Well, I'm supposed to report back today.
At what time?
4:00.
4:00 this afternoon. You'd still have time to stay for lunch, wouldn't you, here at Tom Brenneman's Cafe?
I don't know.
Oh, brother, we serve some magnificent luncheons here. You got a date?
No, sir.
You haven't got a date?
No, sir.
Stand right here. All you girls that are single and haven't got a date for lunch, stand up. Come on, stand up. Come on, stand up, all of you. Come on. All of you single girls who haven't got a date for lunch, stand up. Come on, don't be bashful. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got a beautiful corsage for whoever stands up, whoever the sailor picks. There's one back there. There's 5 over there. 7 over there. All right, sailor, look them all over and pick out the gals you want to take a lunch here at Tom Brennan's restaurant. Look around behind you. Don't miss any of them. Oh, look at that beautiful redhead over there. There's 2 of them way back there. Afraid of redheads? You're not afraid of them, you said. All right, who you got picked?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, take any one of them. The Navy says take the blonde. Where is she? Where? The whole Army and Navy section up there giving them directions. You make up your own mind. Which one do you want? Which one do you want? Pick any one of them. They're always getting advice from all the mamas. Just born matchmakers, all of you. Which one do you want?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, take any one of them. He's confused utterly. Take any one of them. Go ahead and take this flower and give it to her. Which one do you want?
I might as well take the blonde.
Take the blonde. So there he goes, back after the blonde. And she's still standing there waiting for it. All right, fix up your date, sailor. Fix up your date for this noon. And you know what goes with that ceremony of giving a flower away on this program. Come on, do your stuff. Okay, Sarah, that's okay. Come on up here and I'll give you a ticket for lunch. That's really grand. And the little blonde came right through with a good, rousing, smacking kiss. And here's your ticket for lunch. How you fix for dough?
Okay.
Here's $5. Have some more fun. Thank you very much. Well, I got just time now to read a telegram that we got from Uncle Corny. He says, "Dear Gary, Tom and I still having great time in Nevada. Tom is really the fair-haired boy in these parts, or is it fair to call what he's got hair?" Everybody around here thinks Tom is as good as gold. And they ought to know, because most of them have spent years panning gold, and now they're panning Brenneman. Love, Uncle Corny. Oh, dear me, that guy with the watch is wiggling his hand at us. So get out your songs, girls. We'll sing ourselves off the air. Okay? Da, da. There's your starting note, so make it good and snappy. And that is
all. Well, that's all we have time for today, friends. But be sure to tune in again tomorrow for more fun with our guests at Breakfast in Hollywood. This is Carl Webster Pierce turning the mic back to your host of the day, Gary Breckman.
Thank you very much, Carl. Well, it's almost time to get off the air, but we had a wonderful bond pitch on here showing that individuals are again going over the top in the purchase of war bonds. And good old 7 is a natural, so buy more bonds and hang on to those you have.
Tom Brennan and Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Stay tuned for the latest headline news, which will be heard over these stations immediately following the next announcement.
Say, ladies, here's a mighty good way to pep up breakfast time at your house. Just bring on that marvelous new Kellogg cereal that's fruit and cereal right in the same package, Kellogg's Raisin 40% Bran Flakes. These golden flakes are crisp as only Kellogg's can crisp them, and the honey-sweet seedless raisins lend their fruity goodness to make this cereal a double feature treat. Be sure you ask your grocer today for Kellogg's Raisin 40% Bran Flakes in the bright white Kellogg package lettered in red and green. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company. In red and green. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.